Well, also on a pain-related note, have you ever caught someone just before they say something embarrassing, and did you give them a playful elbow? Well, it turns out that cleaner fish do something quite similar. A cleaner fish are the little hangers-on you see on big fish, and their name is self-explanatory. They clean the larger fish of parasites and dead skin cells. This dirt is the cleaner fish's food, and it keeps the host fish happy, or at least prevents them from eating their followers. Now, Nicola Rahani and her team have found that male cleaner fish will punish the female cleaners if they step over the line and start munching on the tastier host fish instead. Because the host fish has a much more nutrient-rich mucus on their skin, and cleaner fish would much rather eat that, it actually risks offending the host fish if they do, and that might mean that the cleaner fish lose their food supply altogether. In the journal Science this week, they tested this by offering the cleaner fish some fish flake, and they offered them also some more extravagant prawns. And they trained the cleaner fish so that if one took a bite from the prawns, all the food would be removed from the tank. And very quickly, the researchers saw that whenever a female cleaner took a bite from the prawns, the males would punish her by chasing her away. Not very nice. And afterwards, the females were much less likely to give in to their prawny temptation again. Now, I'm not sure what it says about male-female relationships. I know I get a telling off if I reach for the chocolate, but perhaps I'm offending the god of female good figures or something. But Rahani said that the males are actually less well-behaved than the females a lot of the time, but perhaps part of the reason the males are so likely to cheat is that the females never punish the males. I don't know why there's that sexual difference. But it might tell us something about the evolution of human behaviour and how we came to monitor each other's behaviour for an overall benefit to the society. And Rahani suggests that as the male fish are essentially looking after their own stomachs first, this is how behaviour which benefits the group as a whole might have evolved.
Definitely a case of do what I say, not what I do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
don't follow my example, just do what I say.